Fivers. This is an audio podcast. I've just moved out of my other flat and into a house. Yes, a house. I went off to London to make some stock shots, and you will have a few clips from that just to vary these podcasts a bit, make them a bit more interesting, I hope. I still have no idea how to put these podcasts on iTunes or anything. I don't know. In a way, I don't know what the point of doing it is. Maybe it's just to hit you all with vast amount of information that you all love. Don't know. But, yeah, I've just done a little on a video podcast, which you should be able to see. It's just 2 minutes. There's Matty is in the video. He's a he's been a mate since I was quite young, and he's always sort of done a bit of acting. So he did a bit of filming and acting, and I was in it a bit, but I probably won't use much for myself. I have yet to be sold ever in a clip. Images of me. I mean, there aren't many. But, yeah, I have yet to do that. That would be something that would be amusing, wouldn't it? To know that I was in a clip of some sort. I'm now going into the conservatory. The house I've moved, I live in, has a conservatory. It's very 1980s having a conservatory. I don't know whether it's a lean-to. It's not, you know. Anyway, it's warm if it's a warm day. Which it has warmed up now. It's quite pleasant. I have got all my different cacti, which I like. I'm looking at them at the moment. They seem very happy here because obviously they got light from above. Light comes in from above and from the sides, so from all directions. So that's pretty good. And there's quite a collection I've got now. And I suppose the thing about cacti is that they're very hard to die. I mean, you have to be really quite bad with animals, with plants to kill them off. But, for example, I've got a rose, and this is all... Someone gave me a rose for moving in. My parents did, actually. And, that's died, practically. So what do I want to talk to you about? I have now got, I think I've done about 100 videos in a month. That's pretty good going if you consider that I've moved house, which took about a couple of weeks. Of course, when I moved house, I went out and made a lot of stock footage of that. So carrying boxes, that kind of thing. Because I've wondered, this is an interesting thing I wonder, is it? Is whether you can, the expense of buying stuff to put in a video is worth it. Like, say you buy a cardboard box or a couple of cardboard boxes or three or four for a tenner and pile them up. And then you make it look like you're in a factory or a warehouse with those boxes. Now, if you price it correctly, then you get the money back if it sells. Of course, you never know whether it's going to sell or not. But after that, as soon as you've got the money back, then everything else is a profit, isn't it? So that sounds interesting to me, I think. I need to plan out more of my stock footage. Last time I spoke to you, I've now made some really good videos for Chan Chams. I'll put a little advert for them. They make sauces for food, like cooking sauces. And so I've made about 14 videos for them at the moment. And I'm doing one once a month, doing a day's filming, and then doing about, I think it works out about 8 videos. So it's good. It's a good way of making... It's good income having a some means you don't have to worry quite so much all the time about your money if you've got something every month. So I'm doing this. making stock footage and going up to London. See, the other thing is, in my little podcast audio videos, I imagine lots of people listen to them, whereas I don't imagine very many people listen to these. If you do, good on you, well done, and also hello. Hello to you. As I say, I don't want to put it out there, but what I want to do is film every single tube stop in London. It doesn't sound very interesting to me or to you, I imagine, but I think it could work because it just means a bit of good old determination, and you can get it done. So here we are. We're doing quite a good shot. Matty's taken.
Let's get a press recorder. I'll do that. Old chestnut. Oh, lovely.
Nice back of the head shot there.
Okay. National Express goes past. So me and Matty. We're in London, and we're filming lots of tube signs. It's quite a lot of passers-by, a lot of public, lots of red buses, which is a good selling point. And a lot of underground signs. We're trying to get every single underground sign that's ever been filmed and then known to humanity. And it can be done. Because that's how we'll beat every other Pond Fiver. And let's face it, guys, I know I pretend I love you guys, but it's a competition and I want to sell more than you. So, how'd you film?
That's a good shot. That was a good shot. Yeah, taxi coming past, yeah. Black taxi coming past. Oh, I love it. It's sexy. Now the big red bus, yep. Oh, it's going to stop. Oh, my God, look at that shot. That's fucking perfect. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, you're allowed to swear on podcasts.
Really? You're going to do a beep thing?
Yeah. On the audio ones are fine, because anyone could listen to it. I mean, no one listens to them. Yeah.
Apart from you.
Yeah, apart from me.
No, you, the
person. Oh, yeah, you, the listener. Yeah. If you're listening, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's really City of Westminster Recycling.
Nice. That's a good shot. Okay. I think we're done now.
Yeah. I suppose if we give it like a little bit more, then you might be able to speed it up for time lapse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I always forget about them time lapse things.
I think you only need like about 3 minutes or 2 minutes.
Bus. Black taxi and another red bus, and I like it.
Yeah. And then if anyone ever wants any kind of London Underground shot, they can just look, go to Pond 5, bang, there will be a shot of it. And they can contact me, I suppose, if they want a specific shot. That's one of my aims, one of my goals. What else is to get more actors, get lots of actors involved in doing things, doing a bit of comedy. It's gotta so making videos with actors in, which could also be used for stock. That's the goal, so that you could fund making films. That would be something brilliant, wouldn't it? Funding making films, getting paid to make fictional films would be the dream. The other dream, which I've often talked about, is making traveling around the world, making stock footage. That, my friends, would be very exciting. If you could, you'd earn the money from carrying your computer with you. Try and get one of those massively light ones, Mac light ones, but also massively powerful. I don't know if it's possible yet on those light ones. And have your little camera with you, edit and travel. Because the whole point is you want to put it up as soon as you've done it, sort of for satisfaction, but also for profit. So, you know, if you were doing one for, you know, they sell more promptly, I think. I don't know. When I'm abroad, I film loads. I film 100 times more than I film when I'm... I don't even need to be abroad on holiday. I film just loads because it's an issue I have with being on holiday. I feel like I'm not wasting my time, but not using it productively enough. So I actually use it much more productively and film quite a lot. So, can't ever turn off It's to do with when I was a child, and I was always very bad at, here I am going on, you know, this is my therapy doing this. I was always pretty rubbish at everything. I'm not dyslexic, I'm just rubbish. That's the annoying thing. One of my friends, who was pretty bad at school, worse than me, and everyone just, obviously in those days, everyone just thought you were thick. And anyway, it turns out he was dyslexic, and he's like, now he's laughing on the other side of his face, or whatever the term of, that's not the right term. He's like doing really well. He's, you know, as everybody else is. It's unfortunately a bit of a cop out in the other ways. He's just working in computers. But yeah, I mean, he's really rich, and I imagine the people that took the mickey out of him. Although, to be fair, I'm not mentioning his name, so it's okay. He used to take the mickey out of other people, so he was kind of, maybe that was his defense. I don't know. Anyway, my point is, not dyslexic, as far as I can tell. I can read a book and everything quite, I'm not saying dyslexic people can't read books. Hold on, I am. That is the point. They can't, or they have trouble reading the books. I can read a book. I am basically just thick in certain aspects. Like, you know, I feel like I have this kind of, I've always felt like this. I've always felt like I've got like sort of a bit of a fuzzy thing in my brain. And maybe I've got that cat thing. Have you heard about cats? I've never had a cat, but cats can poison you. Apparently half of Britain is poisoned with this thing that they have. And it makes everyone a bit tired. And I'm not tired. I have a bit of a fuzz in my brain sometimes. And you know when people just talk to you, and they give you maths equations and that. And I just stared at them going, what? What? Actually, I was pretty good at maths. It was more, I can't think of anything. That's the thing, you see. I wasn't that rubbish. I just got, science. There you go, science. I was rubbish at science. It's the sort of thing that you want to be good at, isn't it? Like, when you were young, I am going way off track here with this conversation. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember what I was talking about. But yeah, I was pretty rubbish at stuff. And it turns out that I'm not dyslexic or anything. Well, not that I've been had it tested or anything. But yeah, I'm not dyslexic. There's nothing wrong with me, I don't think. And yet, I was just thick at school. But, and here's the interesting thing. People think I'm intelligent. It's unbelievable. Like, literally, I've got such a massive chip on my shoulder about school, I tell you. I hated school. I hated it. Anyway, yeah, people think that I'm intelligent. Like, people imagine I got really good courses and all scores and all that sort of thing and grades. I didn't, but yeah, it's a common misconception, you know. But I don't mind. I like it. I like that conception. I think conception, perception. Sorry, you see, there you go. Yeah. So I mean, I'm now making stock footage. I mean, I don't know. What's it all about? People, eh? People. People from school. I'm not a big fan of them. I didn't like school. I didn't like it at all. I liked college, though. College was good. And I wasn't a big fan of university. In those days, everyone went to university. I wish I'd just gone to college and then worked in a job and then travelled the world. But I wish a lot of things. I mean, the reason why I never went travelling loads is, oh my God, I'm going on. Let's go back to stock footage. So, yeah, so anyway, I'm going off, so, yeah, oh, I did a Corky Burgers Ramshackle. I MC'd it. This was the second time I MC'd it, and it actually went really well this time. Last time, apparently, I wasn't as good. I mean, that's just basically people not slagging me off last time, but that's my people. The other people, Alan Sean, they said last time it wasn't very good. They didn't tell me that last time. I take that as an insult. I don't take it as a compliment. Yeah. So Anyway, apart from that, I think it went pretty well. It was pretty funny. There was lots of laughs. And Corgi Burgers Ramshackle is this thing that it's like a night, and I MC it, and we have lots of. It's kind of like a variety night of different, very sort of bonkers entertainment. You know, crazy things happen. There's an obby horse, which is a folk tradition of. It's like a horse, a black horse that comes on stage, and it dances around to the Live and Let Die theme tune. You get the idea. And then we do folk reenactments of traditional folk things, so rolling cheese down hills and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's a and then it has all sorts of things. But the difference to another nights is that there's these crazy MCs, me and Nick and I, and and we do it. And it went very well this time. And for a whole month, I'll be in a very good mood. And then until I realise I've got to organise the next one. And then I'll be in a bad mood. You heard that bad mood last time. Okay, I'm kind of losing my voice. I've got a bit of a cold, if you can tell. I'm going to cut to... I will now go over to London, where I'm filming some stock footage.
So, yes, Matty, so what sort of day has it been today?
It's been a really productive day. Been a very productive day. I think we've got quite a few shots that we can use, right?
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of different variety, a lot of shots that just came to us whilst we were walking around. Yeah, so hopefully some good time-lapse shots, which they're sort of... And lots of the tube, different tube stops. The idea, of course, is to get every single tube stop.
Yeah, it'll take us a while, but I think we'll get there in the end.
Yeah, so... I mean, the thing is, once you corner the market... everyone will just come to me for those tube stops. Yeah. So, and lots of time-lapse. So, our friend Vader Video, he said, think about it in his e-book. He said, think about, would someone actually spend money on this shot? Would they pay? That's what you got to think about. And then an even better way to think of it is, if you work for a production company, would I pay for this shot? That is a way of helping me think of how to film something.
Does it help you with the quality of the shot? So you think, oh, this is a really good quality shot. Well, I would be more prepared to spend money on this rather than a crappy quality shot.
Exactly. That's what I do. I think about it, and I think like, what is there any? I don't even press record if the shot doesn't look that good. It's not worth it. It's not wasting my time. You're wasting the viewers' time. You're wasting everybody's time. So, yeah.
Don't waste people's time, man. Don't waste people's time. Time is precious.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper. Yeah. Okay. So, what have you learned? Because you're quite new to stock footage, aren't you, Matty?
I am indeed quite new, yes.
And what do you think about it all?
I think it's good. I think... I have some experience of still photography. I think a very important thing to do is to look at the composition of the shot, because it's obviously going to be a very small amount of time. So in that way, it's similar to still photographs, because there'll be one shot. So composition is always very important.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I would say that Matty does some of the filming, and some of the shots come out with his eye very well, so that's good.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you.
That's all right. But also, what else would I say about it all? I was thinking to myself, it's the ultimate Zen hippie mentality, because you just have no boss, and you just put it on a machine, as it were, and... You put it out there, and if it sells, then you make money.
Yeah, having no boss is a great thing to live by.
Yeah, it is. It's a great way of not having to hassle people.
Bosses are assholes.
Well, yeah. Well, they're hard to come by, bosses, aren't they? You normally have to search for them and that kind of thing to get work and that kind of thing. And
Yeah, it's difficult. So why make life difficult? Why not do stuff, go out and film?
Be your own boss.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're doing your normal video stuff where you go and make films and stuff and you sell it to people, you have to try and find these people. It's such hard work. Whereas, if you're just producing stock footage, you are literally just, you're putting it out there, and if it's good enough, people buy it. That is a simple mentality.
Yeah, the clients choose to be your clients. You don't have to look for your clients. They come to your footage.
And the community is a good community, the POM5 community, because they... But don't diss you if you're not that good. It's not like going to a fencing club or something where you're a bit rubbish at the start and you're never going to improve and you just get beaten loads of times. It's not like that.
Speaking from experience.
So, it's not like that. It's like I've only done 200, but I think people are quite pleasant to me on POM5, even though they're in 3,000s and I'm in 200s. They're very welcoming. It's a welcoming spirit.
Where is it? When you were fencing, people were like, touche, and like kept stabbing you and stuff.
Yeah, they kept hitting me. It hurt. There's a lot of pain involved. There's less pain with POM5. So there you go, the analogy ends.
Good analogy.
Thanks. Anyway, well, thanks very much, POM5ers, and I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. Please buy my stock footage and also have a look at it. And look at my video podcast as well. Okay, thank you very much, then, guys. See you later, POM5ers. Keep on stocking.
Well, that was me and Matthew Swan, and I hope you enjoyed yourself today and my massive waffle at the start. And do watch my videos. If you are literally the only person that listens to this. See, you got a bit of a cough. well, just thanks a million. Thanks a million billion. Okay? And just enjoy yourself. If you are thinking of making stock footage, just go and do it. And I say, hasta pronto, muchachos. Hasta pronto. Bye-bye.